Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is December 3rd, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Lung transplant candidates. Quadriceps strength is a modifiable predictor of recovery in exercise capacity after transplantation. This study found that pre-transplant quadriceps strength is a modifiable predictor of recovery in exercise capacity following lung transplantation. It demonstrated that assessing a candidate's quadriceps strength provides crucial insight into their rehabilitation potential. The data showed that strengthening this muscle group offers a tangible target for pre-transplant intervention. This directly impacts the trajectory of post-transplant 6-minute walk distance and overall functional recovery. Article number 2. Identification of donor-recipient interactions for a relative appraisal of kidney graft marginality, a French multicentric cohort-based study. This study established that specific recipient characteristics modify the predictive capacity of donor marginality scores for kidney grafts. It identified unique donor-recipient interactions that lead to a more accurate appraisal of kidney graft quality. The findings showed that integrating these interaction factors improve risk stratification for graft failure. This provides a more relative and individualized assessment of marginal kidney grafts, benefiting patient selection and outcomes. Article number 3. Pregnancy outcomes using assisted reproductive technology in kidney transplant recipients. This retrospective cohort study established the outcomes of pregnancy utilizing assisted reproductive technology in women who are kidney transplant recipients. The data provided crucial information on maternal and fetal risks, given that infertility is common and pregnancies are high risk in this patient population. The study drew upon extensive data from the Transplant Pregnancy Registry International, covering conceptions between March 1968 and July 2022. This offers valuable insights for counseling kidney transplant recipients considering assisted reproductive technology for family planning. Article number 4. Addressing vaccination coverage among pediatric solid organ transplant candidates and recipients in the post-coronavirus disease 2019 pandemic period of increased vaccine hesitancy. A conference by the American Society of Transplantation Pediatric Community of Practice found that pediatric solid organ transplant candidates and recipients remain significantly undervaccinated. The discussions revealed that undervaccination stems from failures at various levels, including clinician misconceptions regarding vaccine administration timing. It was concluded that specific strategies are necessary to improve vaccine uptake and decrease rates of vaccine-preventable illness in this vulnerable population. These findings underscore the critical need for targeted educational interventions and improved vaccination protocols. Article number 5. Donor-derived cell-free DNA significantly improves rejection yield in kidney transplant biopsies. This study demonstrated that donor-derived cell-free DNA significantly improves the rejection detection yield in kidney transplant biopsies. The biomarker proved its clinical utility by enabling earlier and more effective identification of immune-mediated graft injury. Analysis of 1070 biopsies from 1743 kidney transplant recipients confirmed its predictive capacity for biopsy-proven rejection. This finding provides clinicians with an enhanced tool for monitoring kidney allograft outcomes and guiding intervention. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.